Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Felisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about the excitement you both can have the night before Christmas or on Christmas with some fun traditions.
And Sabrina Beasley McDonald had this to say about traditions. She said, "Traditions remind us to stop the busy cycle of life long enough to reconnect and build bonds."
Yeah. So you can do that the night before Christmas or on Christmas Day.
Exactly. And that's why we're going to be digging into this as the show is first being aired the week of Christmas 2016. So we're going to be digging into that. But as each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show does, we start this week's show with a hug. And this week's hug is sponsored by One Extraordinary Marriage's 11 must-have items for your bedroom. And you can find that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/must-have. Folks, with this free resource, you can get creative with the gifts that you're going to put under the Christmas tree this year. You know, no more wondering what to get. Discover a hit list of all the top items we've used in the last 20 years of marriage to ignite intimacy, connection, and comfort in the most important room of all, your bedroom.
Yep.
Use this list to take this show and the ideas in it to the next level. Build your toolbox full of resources to make your sex life even more extraordinary. And I want to say, you know, as this show comes out on Tuesday of the week before Christmas, it's not too late to grab a few last minute gift ideas. So pick it up today at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/must-have. And this hug came via email, and the author said, "I recently found your podcast and have fallen in love. My husband is currently deployed, and when he left, we were not where we needed to be in our marriage. We were fighting more than ever, and quality time consisted of us playing on our phones without any connection. When he left, I made a decision to work on me for our marriage." Wow. I just want to say that. You know what? To realize that you got to work on you for the betterment of the marriage, that is something that I applaud you for.
Yeah.
Because instead of looking at him, you looked at yourself, and that's awesome. She goes on to say, "I picked up a few books that I never finished reading. They've sat on my nightstand for months. Then I found your show.
Amen.
Every word is exactly what our marriage needed. I can't put down the podcast. Your show has given me inspiration and ideas and motivation for things to work on when he returns home at the beginning of the year. I can't thank you two enough for sharing your stories. There are so many times that I hear Lisa say something and I shake my head and agree. Yep, I'm guilty of that. I say all of that to simply say this. Thank you."
Well, you're welcome. And we love you guys. And I, like Lisa said, you know, it's so awesome when somebody hears the show and goes, "You know what?" Because we did a show many, many years ago. And the title of it was something to the extent of, what's wrong with my marriage? I am. Something to that extent. I can't remember the exact title. But we got to look at ourselves sometimes first, you know? And even at any time of year, even right now, we can still look at ourselves and go, "Hey, what can I do that can make a difference in my marriage?"
Absolutely. And it's one of those things too, where, you know, I love the fact that she said that, you know, can't put down the podcast. It's like that book that you pick up and you're just like, I've just got to read it to, you know, the you know, not dismay, but to the putting off everything else, right? And we've been hearing that a lot lately from folks that have found the podcast. And the reason why is because all of you are sharing the podcast.
Yeah.
You're, you know, finding an episode that you love and you're sharing it with your friends. You're putting up those reviews on iTunes. You're sending in hugs so that we can read, you know, whether you call them in or you email them so that we can read them, so that when somebody else hears your story on this show, they're like, oh my gosh, that sounds just like me. So thank you. Each and every one of you, you're the reason that the One Extraordinary Marriage show is what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Tony said at the opening, we're talking about traditions in this week's show, because here it is. It's the week of Christmas. You know, it's a week of running around. I mean, we were talking about this a little bit in last week's episode about awake sex, because you just got so much going on. You got to find those windows where you're awake. But, you know, this week it's last minute Christmas shopping, or, you know, like my dad typically would do. It wasn't last minute. It was just like, this would be the couple of days before Christmas where my dad every year shops. I mean, he just doesn't even deal with it prior to, you know, there's parties, there's get togethers, there's Christmas programs, there's decorating cookies, decorating the tree. Some of you are even just going out and getting your tree this week. There's traveling to family and friends. I mean, we live in San Diego, and I've been watching my Facebook feed of all these people that are traveling north and going from, you know, the 60-ish that it is in San Diego to like single digits. Up north. And so there's just all of this stuff.
Well, Christmas Eve services, Christmas Day services, you know, there's possible plays, musicals, choirs,
right?
All of that sort of stuff is happening right now. And we're right there with you. I mean, yesterday we had three different parties, Christmas parties, and we had an event in the morning that we attended to. So, man, it's a full week.
Full week, right? And as we, you know, started even getting our lives ready for Christmas, right? Just this holiday celebration of the birth of Christ. We started thinking about the traditions that we have and traditions that matter to Tony and I during the holidays. And, you know, the truth is that we're a society on the move, right? We travel all over for the holidays. Some of you are staying put and family's coming to you. Some of you are traveling. You're in airports. You're taking trains, planes, and automobiles. You know, you're doing all that kind of stuff. Those of you that have blended families,
right?
You may have the kids this year for Christmas, or you may not, right? Those of you that are empty nesters, maybe your kids are with you this year, or maybe they're with friends, you know, in wherever they live now, or maybe they've started their own families and they're doing stuff with their in-laws, mm-hmm. right? So everything's looking different this year. And as we started talking about this, we realized that, you know, our kids are still in the home and we've got some traditions that are very important to our kids, right? It's just things they've come to expect because it just gives them the sense of legacy, right? Like in our family, mm-hmm. a couple of traditions that we have, including the kids, are that every year for Christmas, the kid on Christmas Eve, they open one present, and that present is always their Christmas pajamas, right? Tradition. Another tradition that we have is that going back to when I was born, my mom got us an ornament every year, right? So I've got, you know, truth be told, I have 42 ornaments. So you all can do the math. It's pretty simple. And when our kids were born, she started ornaments for them. So every year there's another ornament that gets added to the tree. Those are traditions that we have as family.
Right.
Right. And yet, as Tony and I were talking about this show and just talking about the traditions, we realized that, you know what? It's so important for the two of you, just like it is for the two of us, to have couple traditions around Christmas. Because here's the thing. Those kids, you know, if we all do our jobs well, they actually leave our house, right? And they go on and they have their own lives. Or, you know, families shift and they're wanting to spend Christmas with their friends and all of these different things. And so it's like, what is the tradition between the two of you around the holidays? Because, you know, one of the things about traditions is that they require time and intention.
Right. They do, because first you got to figure out what that's going to be.
Right. Which sometimes is an accident.
Right.
Right. Like the case in point with the kids with the Christmas pajamas. Like I did that one year and everybody was like, oh, that's such a cute idea. And I'm like, oh, that is kind of a cute idea. And it's that sort of, they get to open a gift and they see all the gifts, you know, and I'm like, all right, well, new pajama. You know, it was like, it made sense. And then, but then I had to think about it.
Right.
Each and every year, and I had to plan for it. Right. So what may, sometimes those traditions start off accidentally.
Sure do. Sure.
And sometimes they're planned. But however, if you're going to continue with them, just like with anything in your marriage, I mean, you guys have heard us say, unless you're a brand new listener, in which case, welcome to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. We're so happy to hear you. Those of you that have been listening for a little while know that one of our favorite words is the word intention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Because that intention says, I'm thinking about you. right? In the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season, if we've got a tradition that I'm going to keep up, then I have to be thinking about it and I have to plan for it. And that means that I have to put you first. If I'm going to honor a tradition, I have to put you first.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen. And you know, the other thing is that traditions between the two of you give you an opportunity to remember that first and foremost, you're a couple. And I will say it's very, very easy to lose sight of that during the Christmas season.
Yeah, it really is. And I think as couples, we lose that over the course of time as well, especially when kids are added to the mix. And, you know, it's what we're discussing here today is really a way for the two of you to look at this time of year for the two of you. Right? There's a moment where the two of you get that time together. Mm-hmm. Not to say you're not like, hey, we're still going to do our Christmas pajamas on Christmas Eve. That's a family thing. And yet there are things that Elise and I do that are Christmas traditions to us that are only involving us. So trying to help you guys. So as you're listening, just that shift in thinking of like, this isn't for you, your family, your kids, and then maybe in-laws or your parents or no, this is just about you and your spouse.
And we want you to have those other traditions.
Right. Well, that's what I said. Right. You know, we still have our other traditions, but as you're thinking of this is for just you and your spouse.
Because here's the thing, guys, right? When there is something that's just for the two of you, it brings a level of anticipation and excitement into your marriage, which this time of year can easily be lacking. Right. If you've listened to the last couple of shows, we've been talking about just how full our calendars have been. We've been talking about all the little things that were like pulling us here, there, and everywhere. And so when we look at this week, as we look into Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we're like, what is, you know, it's sort of like, what's in it for me? And it's okay to ask that question. Right. This is not a selfish thing. That's just saying like, where are we, you and me, in the midst of this season? Where are we carving out time to be Mr. and Mrs., husband and wife, right, in the midst of making sure the tree is hung and the decorations are on it? And did we get all the presents? And did you remember to buy batteries for the 50 toys that all need batteries? And oh, shoot, they're, you know, we need a 9-volt, not AA. And one more trip to the store. And oh, my gosh, we have 7 dozen cookies to decorate. And don't forget that we need, you know, a clip-on tie for the little one for the Christmas concert. And you're like, I don't want to just fall into bed exhausted with Tony, right? In life, I don't want to always just be like dropping over and going, okay, hi, I'm going to sleep now, right? That was our day yesterday. I mean, we were out of the house for about 18 hours yesterday. By the time we finally got home at 1:30 after partying like rock stars, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to bed.
Yeah.
Like cuddle. But that's where you start going, okay, what are those traditions and how are we going to build those in so that it doesn't just become all about the kids, or it doesn't just become all about everything else, the programs and the parties and everybody, everywhere else that we have to be. What is it that we're going to do that's going to keep the connection between you and me during this season?
Because as we talk about this, depending on what stage you are in your marriage, right? You could be early marriage, no kids. And this is a great time because, you know, it's that time where you guys really get to bond to go, this is our family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You and me, this is our family. It's something we get to do together. And then as you begin to have kids, you know, family traditions will come around, and yet you'll still have those traditions that you continue to keep between you and your spouse, right? And then there's those times where the kids begin to get older. They begin to leave the house, you know, empty nesters. So at every stage in our marriage, we can keep these traditions going, and they can change, and we can add new ones and, you know, exit old ones, right? I mean, it's not to say that because we start something this year, we started something last year, we have to keep it for until, you know, we die. You know, maybe it's something new at each stage. I'm not sure yet. Elise and I have a couple that we do, and we're going to share those here shortly and give you guys some ideas. But it's a way for you guys to do things together during this time of year when we're typically pulled away and pulled apart from mm-hmm. each other.
And traditions really provide that sense of continuity, right? When you're doing the same thing or similar things, because sometimes, you know, things morph a little bit from year to year. But when you're doing that, there's that sense of connection to your past, right? There's that remembering. I mean, one of the traditions that we have is, you know, we use white lights on our Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And at some point in time during the Christmas season, we'll sit down on the couch and it's just like everything's off and it's just the two of us. And we're sitting there just in front of that white lit Christmas tree. And that goes all the way back, guys. That goes all the way back to Christmas number one. Mm-hmm. In 1996, as a married couple, we'd been married for about two and a half, three months. And so we're in that place, could barely afford anything. All of the ornaments that we had on the tree were like the ornaments that our moms had given us, right? But we got the white lights, right? Like I wanted the white light Christmas tree. And so we got it. And so when that tree gets lit, I can tell you, even if the kids are around, you know, it's just that first day that we put it up. When I see the white lights on the tree, it takes me back 20 years. Mm-hmm. In an instant. Why? Because that was something that we've always done. We've always had the white lit Christmas tree. We've always, there's, you know, the first, the ornament that we got our first Christmas together, right? When I was like, oh, I'm getting our first married Christmas ornament. That still goes on our tree. Why? Because that connects us to our past. And when we sit there in that quiet space, we can also start dreaming about our future, right? Like what's next year going to be like?
Right.
So you have these traditions that connect your past, your present, and your future. Because just like the Christmas pajamas, I mean, you know, when I started doing the Christmas pajamas, the kids were like 1 and 4. And, you know, then I could do like cute little matchy pajamas. And you know, we had a couple of years where they were in matching pajamas because they were young enough that I could get away with that. And now as they get older, I'm like, okay, well, this one wants this type of pajama. And this one wants, you know, and so it's different, but still the same. And you think about like, what's that going to look like next year? And you bring that continuity into your relationship. Because here's the thing. When you sit around and you think about the traditions that have been carried on through your marriage and you look back and you start laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You laugh over the shared memories. And when you can take that trip down memory lane, I mean, that was a show we did probably 4 or 5 years ago now, Trip Down Memory Lane. You know, when you're able to do that and bring the past into your future and just relive it, there's a connection that's forged between the two of you. And that's why these traditions are so important. And we want to share with you some ideas for your own Christmas traditions. And we want to share some that were gathered from listeners because we put a post up on Instagram. I guess actually Instagram followers, not necessarily listeners. And a few of our own. But before we do that, I want to just remind you to pick up a free copy of the 11 must-haves for your bedroom. You can get those at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/must-have. But Christmas is right around the corner, guys. And you might still be thinking about, ooh, I need a few last minute stocking stuffers or fun gifts to pull together for your love. Get this list and get shopping because your love is going to thank you when you really like pull out some of these gifts. And I will even tell you that we got this Facebook comment earlier this week. And this wife said, there's also a box of goodies from the 11 must-haves on your website under our tree for my hubby. And she actually signed the card, love Tony and Elisa.
Which I love.
So
that's so rad. Thank you so much.
Somebody went and got this list at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/must-have, put together a collection of these items, wrapped it, stuck it under the tree, and it actually says love Tony and Elisa. Can I tell you how excited I am to be part of that Christmas?
Yeah.
Right, but that's what you guys can do with this list.
That's a new tradition right there.
Doesn't have to say love Tony and Elisa, like that was just bonus for us. But doing a gift like that, you better believe that husband's going to be kind of excited when he opens up that box.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why, well, you're going to have to find out the reason why when you go to the list yourself. So go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/must-have so that you can see that list yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, as we look at those traditions, right? What are some of those traditions that you can have or that you can put into place, right? So for one, here's one of ours that we still do. And it started some years ago. It started after we began the One Extraordinary Marriage show. But it's that we sneak away every Christmas day. And
okay. I got to clarify here. Go ahead. You finish it and then I'll clarify.
Okay. We sneak away every Christmas day and we have sex. And it's one of those typically where we have Christmas. Is Christmas Eve is at my mom and dad's place, and then Christmas Day is at my aunt and uncle's. They live in the same town. They've lived there since many, 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 many years. And so what we'll usually do is we'll open Christmas presents at one of the houses, depending on that morning. but we'll end up for lunch and dinner at my aunt and uncle's. And so Elisa and I will typically go, you know, we're going to go for a walk, and then, oh, you know what, we forgot something, or we need to pick something up at the house. And so we'll just take off for a walk, and then we'll end up at my mom and dad's house. Nobody's there. It's just us, kids, and everybody else are still at my aunt and uncle's, and we'll have sex there, and we'll get cleaned up, and then we'll tidy ourselves up and go on back to the party.
Okay, so the funny thing is that you said that, you know, we've been doing that for the last few years since One Extraordinary. We've actually been doing that almost 20 years.
Have we really?
On and off. Yeah, that goes all the way back to like young marrieds.
Oh my gosh.
That's a crazy, because I was thinking about that, and I'm like, oh yeah. No, I remember some of the Christmas outfits that I was dressed. Yeah, so that one goes back.
Wow. No, there you go.
That one goes back.
Gosh, I'm thinking it went back like maybe 6, 7
years. Oh no, it's like pre-kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. You know, and so now just don't go around telling my in-laws that when we go for a walk or
I'm
run
sure
back
they've,
to the house.
I'm sure they've figured it out over the years, but that's one that we have. You know, something for you guys might be, is there an area in your town that has all the Christmas lights,
mm-hmm.
you know, up, and you go take off one night and you get to go walk through all of those, and you have your hot chocolate and you get to enjoy just, you know, walking together up and down the streets and looking at the different displays that people have put up in their houses. I mean, that's something you can do. Is it, you know, you head out to midnight mass mm-hmm. together, you know, that typically tends to be more of a family thing. But I know for younger kids, typically they'll stay home. And we have friends who will go out without the kids. You know what I mean? So is it something of that nature?
Well, we got this one on Instagram that said, we go out to dinner, then to the movies to watch White Christmas, my favorite Christmas movie on the big screen. It's my favorite date night of the entire year.
Nice.
And I love that.
How
awesome. Like on the night when everything is like super crazy and people are like, oh, what are we going to put on the tree? And that this couple has made that a date night.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That they've just put that into their schedule. Another one that came off of Instagram. And if you guys don't follow us on Instagram, and you're just curious about what we put up there, you can go to Instagram and just search for One Extraordinary Marriage, and you're going to find us and all of our posts. But another one that came up there, and I love because it kind of ties into that 11 must-haves. She said, we have a stocking in our room just for us to open together.
Yeah.
Okay. How cool is that? And the reason I say this is because, let's face it, if you've got kids, or you do Christmas with your family, there might be some things that you just don't want coming out of the family style stocking. But if you've got your own stocking in your room, feel free to have as much freedom with that as you want to have. Right? And then like, how fun is it to watch that fill up? Like maybe over the course of December as you and your spouse are putting in little gifts.
Right.
Right? You know, you just find a place in your bedroom. Like, and I don't know, I'm totally just like taking whatever she said there and I'm running with it going, that's a really fun idea.
Right.
Right. Totally. Because then Christmas morning, even if you have kids, you guys can sneak away to your room like when you're getting ready and just open it up together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's that connection. Right. This is a season where the two of you can feel really disconnected. So how are you creating connection?
Right.
You know, some of you will do like what we do and you know, you sit around the Christmas tree or sit in front of the fireplace and you just snuggle up with the hot chocolate. And the warm, cozy blanket. And maybe you're watching a movie or maybe it's just quiet and it's just the two of you. Connection. Right?
Yeah.
Little things like, you know, getting that Christmas tree ornament every year. Maybe it's representative of your year. Like if we don't do, this isn't something that we do, but if just thinking about it, like for this year, if I'd gotten a Peru Christmas ornament, because that was significant of this year, you know, like by the time you get to December, you've got, you know, 11 and a half months of what were the highlights of the year? Get an ornament that represents your highlights,
mm-hmm.
right? Peru, or, you know, if you bought a new house, you know, like our new home ornament, or, you know, maybe you just get a new one every year. Like I know a lot of people like the willow tree figurines and they've got a fabulous one for 2016. Right? So you put those different things up and you bring them together and you say, you know what, this is us.
Right.
This is our tradition. This is something that I have to look forward to on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day with you.
Right. And I think that it's almost like two categories as we're talking through this and I'm looking and I'm listening. I mean, there's two categories. There are the experiences,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there are those, the purchases. You know, sort of they can be keepsakes or other things of that nature. So it's, you know, which ones do you guys gravitate towards? Or is it sort of a combination of the both that allow you guys to start those traditions, to have them together because then they connect you as we go through this time? And so, you know, what do you do? I mean, we want to know what you do. Like, what are those traditions that you have had? You know, come back here to the show notes, leave a comment, or you can email us directly at info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. We'd love to know, because what you guys bring brings joy to us. Mm-hmm. And when you put those comments in the show notes, other people see those. And what could they start? Because we only have a finite number in our own minds and what we're thinking through. And you may have something that is just so unbelievably awesome that you guys have done that could really touch us and many others. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about, right? Because for Elise and I to get away on Christmas Day and have that quickie, really, it is truly a highlight of that day. And I'll tell you, when our kids were younger and it was just like, oh my gosh, everything is just felt like overwhelm at times, to be able to get a walk with her on that day and get over to my parents for a quickie and just steal away to have that time with her meant so much to me. I mean, it really was what I looked forward to every Christmas Day. The presents and all, cool. I'm not a big gifts guy, so I enjoy seeing everybody else open theirs. But to get that time with Elisa on that day has always been very memorable to me.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to know. I mean, you know your spouse. Are they more gifts or more experiences? Mm-hmm. And let me be clear here.
And vice versa.
There's no right or wrong.
Nope.
Right? If you've got a spouse that likes gifts, then make a tradition around gifts. If you have a spouse that likes experiences, don't worry so much about the gifts. Do experiences with them. Build that into your traditions. And, you know, I love when Tony was talking about the Christmas lights, because we have a street over here around where we live in San Diego that, like, all lit up. It's just fabulous. And so that really changes our walk and talks, right? Because during this season, I mean, you guys know how much we love walk and talks and just getting out. But now, like, we get to walk with that childlike wonder. And just holding hands and just being the two of us and just being like, oh my gosh, look at that house. Look at that house. Let's go down a little bit further and see who else is decorated and things like that. And so it changes the experience.
Yeah. And this year we actually were walking and we didn't have our phones when we went out the last time, but we got to take them out and we'll post up some pictures. But this one guy in his house,
it's fabulous.
He has like a rhino.
When you say rhino, like an ATV.
Yeah. Right. And he has, I think, five reindeer heads. Yeah. So he has five deer heads basically hanging. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what he's done there. I mean, and then another guy down the street has all his lights tuned to 99.5 and all the music and everything's going. And there's little characters on his garage that are singing to the music. Oh my gosh. It's just great.
And it's those types of things that, like, when you know, going back to the Christmas lights, you in your communities, you know where the Christmas lights are. Right? Make a date night to go do the Christmas lights.
Yeah, maybe you go through that area, you go to the local diner, pick up yourselves a little something to eat, a drink, and you go make out.
It was funny because we were actually driving to a Christmas party last night, and as we were driving to this Christmas party, I'm like,
oh yeah.
Oh, I remember this street. This was a street, like, when the development was being developed, we had actually on my 35th birthday, we had actually like driven out to where this was being developed before it was developed.
Well, way beyond.
Way beyond. Way beyond. Way beyond. And we made love in the back of the car. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you have these memories that come flooding back when you start engaging in these traditions.
Yeah.
Right. When you start going, oh my gosh, remember when, or remember this street, or, and that's what builds the connection between the two of you. When you stop, you know, remembering the past, when you stop doing those things that connect you, you know, I love the quote that I opened with, and that's, traditions remind us to stop the busy cycle of life long enough to reconnect and build bonds.
Yep.
Folks, this is the time of year that you are reconnecting and you're building the bonds that are going to launch you into 2017. Like, what you do today, what you do as you lead into Christmas, this is setting the tone for what the next 12 months are going to bring. So how are you going to find that connection this week? You know, what traditions do you already have in place? What are you thinking about adding mm-hmm. to your, and I'm not saying adding because I want you to have one more thing on your plate. I'm saying add it because I want you to have a stronger connection.
Right.
Add it because it's going to be significant to you and your spouse. Those are the things that you want to add. get rid of the other stuff that like just makes you crazy, but add the stuff that strengthens you and your marriage to close out 2016 on a high note and to like launch 2017 to be able to take that year to the next level.
Yeah. So go out there. Tell us your traditions if you have some that are just you and your spouse, or take some of the ideas that we've given you and start them in your own marriage. Either way, this is something that we do year by year by year, right? It's not something that happens and then, oh my gosh, you know, it's the greatest thing this 1 year. It's many years multiplied together that we begin to start a tradition that we can leave, you know, and remember for many, many years to come. So we love you guys. A Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. We love you guys. We hope you have a fantastic time with your spouse, your kids, your family this Christmas. Be safe. Enjoy it. Take time for each other. Come on back. Let us know what you're doing. We love you guys. Take care. God bless.